Welcome to Bear His Cross, a Christian podcast that strives to help you develop and build your daily walk with Christ through biblical lessons and teachings. Join me and special guests as we travel the biblical road together, learn more about God's Word, and enhance our relationship with Jesus Christ.
And welcome everyone back to another episode of Bear His Cross. I am your host, David Marks, and we're so glad that you have joined us for another podcast episode. Typically, we will study biblical characters, but from time to time, I want to go as I feel led or go as I feel directed, and we're going to study events that take place in the Bible. So we are going to do a series on the last days. I just felt like this is something we needed to do. I felt burdened to do so. I've been studying this myself, and I wanted to share it with you, all of my listeners. So if you are looking for a biblical character series, you may want to go back to our website and listen to some of the old podcasts that we have done. The next few podcasts will be on the last days and what's going to take place. I do want to give a preface into the last days before we get into that series. But before we get started with this podcast episode, let me remind you to go to bearhiscross.com where you can subscribe to our email newsletter. You can also find your favorite podcast provider, and you can subscribe to that platform, whichever it may be. There's Apple iTunes, there's Google Podcasts, there's Spotify, or you can just simply listen on our website. We want to also encourage you to follow us online on Instagram at Bear His Cross. So just please do so. You can also follow me at David Lamar Marks on Instagram if you'd like to do so. I try to put this out there on Facebook, but you know how that is. Sometimes I'm not sure if you see it. So let's get into the series, The Last Days. So as we begin, I want to give an introduction because there is two different events that's going to take place based off of your condition. And what I mean by that is not a health condition, it's a spiritual condition, because there are two types of people in our world today, and there have been throughout history. There is either believers and there's unbelievers, and that's pretty much it. There's not any room or wiggle in between those two. So the podcast series that's going to be today is going to be pertaining to those who believe in Christ, those who have accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. So if you're listening to the series on the last days, I do want to encourage you as a believer to listen to the introduction before the last days. That is so essential. Again, I'm giving you scriptural reference. I'm trying to give you the best ideas I can. If you have an argument against this, that's fine. All you have to do is leave me a comment, shoot me an email, whatever you'd like to do. I'm always open for criticism and commentary, so please feel free to do so. Now, let's begin. I want to let you know that today's podcast scriptural references will be 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. Now, I will be moving around a good bit, so if you're with me and you have your Bible, I hope that you will turn with me. I hope that you will read with me. But at the same time, I think it's important that you know that I will be jumping around. So the first part of this chapter covers a little bit of the development of sexual relations and brotherly love and orderly living. Paul's writing to the Thessalonians to let them know. He then goes on in the 13th verse and he starts teaching about those who have died who believed in Christ. Because I want you to remember the time frame here. Ever since Jesus left after his resurrection, believers have been waiting on his appearing. Even Paul the Apostle himself thought that Christ would return in his lifetime. I could see that happening in my lifetime, but we are still waiting on that day. God is setting up his timetable. God is outside the realm of time, and we're not under the same rules he's under, if I can put it that way, when it comes to time. So keep that in mind, that God's timetable is totally different than ours, and that's what we're waiting on. So Paul is writing here to the Thessalonians to comfort them as to the next event before the last days. Paul tells the believers that he does not want them to be confused about what will take place in the last days and before the last days, the day of the Lord, known as Judgment Day. So before we begin this series, again, I think it's essential to outline the events about what happens to believers. Now, although this term does not appear in the Bible, it's known as the rapture, an event where Jesus will set the stage by appearing with a shout, the trump of the archangel. Okay, the bodies of dead believers will come out of their graves to meet with their spirits, and we that are alive will meet them in the air. There is no judgment at this event. And I will give you a little preface as to why I'm saying that. But before we do, let's get into and let's read the scriptures for 1 Thessalonians 4, starting with 13. But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope, because simply we do have hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which sleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. So the preface to the podcast series, The Last Days, actually starts with before the last days. Before those days are to take place, we see that Paul is clearly writing to the Thessalonians, look, you which are alive, number one, you won't prevent the dead. Those that are dead, when the trumpet of God sounds and Jesus himself will appear, their bodies will be called to meet their spirits, and you will be called up in glory with them, and we will be with the Lord. Again, no judgment here is taking place. The reason I say that is because the last days is going to pertain to God's judgment on the earth, the coming judgment, as we might say it like that. And again, I want to preface by saying that the word rapture is not in the Bible, but this is what we have termed, or this is what we have deemed as the snatching up or the rapture of the church. That is the word usage there when Paul was writing to the Thessalonians. So I just wanted to make sure that we're all clear there. So when Paul is writing here, he's telling them, we're going to be called up together in the clouds. We're literally going to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Christ's call can happen at any time. I want to make that clear. That is the hope. That is what we are waiting for. This is what we as believers are waiting for, and believers have been waiting for since Jesus left. The rapture is the event that we're waiting to take place. Now, at this time, believers will be attending the marriage supper of the Lamb. The tribulation period, known as the last days, which we will discuss in this future podcast series, will not be an event where current believers will be there. So I'm basing this off biblical evidence. I'm trying to pull scriptures to let you know where I'm getting this from, and I want to walk you through some of those. I want to walk you through what is said biblically to back up actually what I'm telling you. And this is where I said I'm going to be flipping around a lot in Thessalonians. So if you have your Bible and you want to turn with me, that's awesome. But if you don't, I will be reading those. So let's start with 1 Thessalonians, the first chapter, the 10th verse. It tells us as believers to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he has raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath to come. That phrase there, wrath to come, is so important to look at because, you know, there are those who would speculate that this may be taken to written as the wrath of the lake of fire or of hell, lake of fire being written in Revelations. Paul's word usage is clear in the next event in Jesus appearing. We are going to be spared from that coming wrath, from that day of the Lord, the judgmental day that is coming to the earth, because we're snatched up, we're pulled away. Chapter 4, verse 18, gives the explanation to comfort one another with these words, and that's why I wanted to make sure that we read this in its entirety. Now, Paul's writing in the fourth chapter, which is going to go to the fifth chapter we'll discuss in a few minutes. But we are told as believers to comfort one another with these words. We are waiting on Christ appearing. Not only should we be comforted because of those who were our ancestors or those who we have known who were believers, who accepted Jesus as their Savior, their faith was in Christ as their Savior, and they have laid down this earthly fleshly life. They are going to be at that appearing also with us. Paul was explicitly clear when he wrote about this that those who have died will be with Christ. They will be back with Christ. We who are still here when he returns, we will then be called up together to be with them, and we will be with them and him forever. It's not going to end. It's not going to be something that lasts a short amount of time. We will be with Christ. And that is the comfort. That is why Paul wrote, comfort one another with these words. So Christian, if you're out there listening and the last days, the tumultuous times that may be coming are something that troubles you, stop worrying about that. Now, there's several other things we need to work on, like telling other people about Jesus. That's what we need to make our focus. Satan a lot of times likes to distract us. He likes to pull us away from things we should be focused on. Don't be focused on the last days. Even though we're going to be studying that, I think with good reason, I think it's biblical, and I think we should, or it wouldn't be in there. But also, it's important to note that our mission is to go out and to tell the world about Jesus, that he's going to take us out when he's ready. We should be looking for that appearing. But at the same time, when the day of the Lord comes, when that judgment time comes, we are not going to be here. So going on just a little bit more, the believers will be comforted, should be comforted by these words. Chapter 5, verse 2, Paul goes on to state the day of the Lord after the statement in chapter 4, as I said earlier. Paul is not writing a cryptic message here. He clearly lists the events to take place starting in chapter 4 that leads to the events that will take place in chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 describes events before the last days. Chapter 5 then gives a description of the last days and events to come that we will discuss throughout the series of this podcast. So when we're going into the last days, according to Jesus and what the Bible tells us is going to take place, even the people like the Antichrist and the false prophet, as we get into those days of destruction, those days of judgments, the day of the Lord, remember, believer, we are absent from those events because here on earth because we are with Christ. If you are looking for more evidence, look to the 5th chapter, verse 9. Paul clearly states, God hath not appointed us to wrath, but obtained salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation, hope, everything we're looking for is in him. It's not appointed for us to have to face that wrath. Christ did that for us on the cross. He was the atonement for the wrath we were supposed to have. We should then, as Paul wrote, watch and be sober. We should be of clear mind. We should be of clarity of mind and be looking for that day to come. Now, Titus 2:13 also states that we are looking for the blessed hope and appearance of Jesus Christ. So why does this matter? You know, as Christians, why would we need to be prefacing anything before the last days? Well, again, it's important that we study biblical topics. It's important that we study what the Bible says about the last days and the present day and the pre-Christ days. Because those days, as we're told, the law was the schoolmaster to bring us unto grace. We also know the Old Testament gave prophetic titles and prophetic warnings about Jesus himself coming. So the Bible in its entirety needs to be studied. We can't push one aside and accept the other. It has to be brought together, and it is important that we study events in the Bible, i.e. the last days. But know you should have peace of heart if you're one of his. If you belong to Christ, if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, you're going to be snatched up. So that's why I feel like it's good to preface what is going to take place before the last days and the last day events. Now, if we ask ourselves that, why would we even look into it? Well, that's a good question, and it's one worth asking. It matters because there are many today that are doomsday messengers. You all know this. I know this. We hear this all the time. There are many politicians who think because of climate change, we're going to be wiped out. I mean, you guys are hearing this. I heard it in the news this last week because of a devastating storm, which was absolutely devastating. But because of that storm, politicians got on the news, and meteorologists, some of them, got on the news, and they were saying, climate change is here. It's going to wipe us all out. It's going to kill us all. We have 10 years to live. Okay, I want you to remember, don't be distracted. Don't be pulled away by looking at foolish things and by looking at misguided information when we are waiting on Christ's return. Our mission is to go out and tell the world Jesus died for you. He is the Savior, and all hope, all eternity lasts with him. It's all about him. It's not about us. And I do think that it's very egocentric to think that we're the ones who controls this world. I'm just saying I think that's very egotistical for us to think so. You know, I would even say that there are those out there some maybe even Christians, who want all of those people of faith, like Christians, to live in fear of a virus or a worldwide pandemic, even one like COVID-19. You know, we've lost friends. I've lost classmates. I've lost friends. I've had family members get sick by this. But again, I want you to remember that Christ is in control. Know this, Christian. The future for all believers, the future for all believers is very, very clear. This is not muddy water. This is not something written to confuse or to confound or to trip us up. What Paul has written and what Jesus tells us about and teaches us and the Bible teaches us is very, very clear. We are not to live in fear. We are to be looking for Christ. The same God who created all things is still in control of all things. Keep this in perspective. Every molecule of the universe and every DNA strand in your body, God is in control of that. I can't tell you why some people get sick. I can't tell you why some people get cancer. I can't tell you why some people die. But I know that we are to be focused on Christ. That is where our focus should lie. That is where our intentions, our thoughts, our attention should be given. It's what we can do for His kingdom. And it should give us the mission. It should give us the fire, the kindling, the light, the fire, to go out and tell the world you need salvation in Christ, especially if we live in a world of chaos. Now, I think that it's very important as believers that we focus on Him. And I know you keep hearing me say that. I don't want us to be distracted. I don't want us to hear some politician talk about climate change. Even if it's a pastor who gets up and starts telling this social justice climate change message, don't be distracted by that, because there's several out there who do that. There's several of those out there who are doomsday preachers. That's all they ever preach is doomsday, doomsday, doomsday. We are to be awaiting Christ's return. So know that we should not live in fear. We should look for Christ. The same God who created it all is in control of it all. Now, the judgment to come in the last days, it is not reserved for believers. We are to be snatched away. So in this podcast series, I hope to bring clarity to what will take place when we are not here. And yes, I say that with purpose. These are the events in the upcoming podcast that will take place after we have been taken out, after we have been snatched up. It's a good way to say it if we take that back to the Greek language. Keep all that in mind. Keep in mind that we are in God's hands. None of the events will take place to the believer. And none of the events will take God by surprise. Now, the snatching away will, but the day of the Lord, the last days that are coming, we will be with Christ, which is a very comforting thing if you think about it, because I'm going to tell you, it's going to be some rough days. And I do hope that we can be joyful knowing that we as believers are looking for Jesus. You know, Paul wrote that we are not to be disturbed by any of the future events. They're very disturbing, and the things that we discuss and we talk about in this series would be troubling to someone who didn't have their hope in Jesus. But we are not to be disturbed by these events. So I want to make it clear to all of those of you who listen to the podcast, if you have not accepted Jesus, then there is a reason to lose your composure in the future. There is a reason for you to be nervous about what is coming. But if you're a believer, before the last days, you're going to be evacuated out of this situation, and He's not going to leave any behind. That alone should give us peace. That alone should give us hope. Now that we have settled all of this, I want us to dive into what the last days will be like. I want us to give a clear warning to those of you who have not accepted Jesus. This is going to happen. God's prophetic word is never, never stopped. So I want you to understand that these events will take place, and I hope that we can educate you on what is going to take place in the last days according to Jesus. That will be in our next podcast. So please join us for the next podcast where we will discuss the last days according to Jesus, and may God richly bless you in the love of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to this episode of Bear His Cross Podcast. You can always go to bearhiscross.com where you can subscribe to our email newsletter or find Bear His Cross on your favorite podcast provider. And once you do, please be sure to leave a review so others know what you think about this podcast.